Some of the game's greatest defensive players have worn purple over the Vikings' 53 years. 5 Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, and endless game-changing players. And while he may not be in Canton, few defenders made a bigger impact in Minnesota than number 47.
He just had all the versatility that you could ask for. And obviously we used him in a variety of ways when I was playing. And I think he could do the same today in today's game. And players like that don't come along very often. So I'm glad we got him, and he was with us for as long as he was.
I wanted to be an impact player, make a difference in the game. But then that came down to me focusing in on the films, looking at the films, seeing where those opportunities would be in the game for me to make a difference in a play. And then in there, those opportunities that came to where I saw or felt that this is my opportunity, I jumped on it.
Joey Browner played 138 games for the Vikings from 1983 to 1991 and was one of the most feared defensive backs of his generation. Over 1,000 career tackles, most ever by a defensive back in team history, 18 forced fumbles, and 37 career interceptions. He was selected to 6 straight Pro Bowls from 1985 to 1990 and was named to the NFL's All-Decade Team of the 1980s. But Browner was known for more than just his statistics and awards. He was a game-changing safety and a player who always came up big when needed most.
That's what my job description was at the time and is, was to go out there and wreak havoc and devastation and bring the ball home, or bring home the bacon, what do they say? So, yeah, and then to make those plays on those great running backs that were destifying to others, but to me, to be an equalizer of that, and they say that I was, show that my abilities in forethought.
He covered up a lot of mistakes for the front 7 on the back end. Joey was big, he was fast, he was strong, he was athletic. He had all the tools necessary to be a great player, which he was. I was honored and privileged to play with him, and he had a great career with us, and he made us better.
Browner made the Vikings' defense of the 80s one of the most feared in the NFL, with his knack for the football and making big plays. And on Sunday night, he will be honored by the team that drafted him in the first round by becoming the 21st member of the Vikings' Ring of Honor.
You become a part of the foundation that they can never take away. You become one of those cornerstones of history that 10 years from now, 20, 30, 40, as long as there is existence now, I'll have a cornerstone in that existence. And also to where the history, when it's brought up, the young men that go follow will look at what I did and try to be that example.